helping students and healthcare professionals not just survive, but thrive with a purpose. This is the CMDA Student Pulse Podcast.
Well, welcome to another episode of CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast. I'm Bill Riker, National Director for our Campus and Community Ministries here at CMDA, and my guest today is Dr. David Staub. David, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, before we jump into what we're going to be discussing, let me give our audience, those listening and watching, a brief overview, a thumbnail sketch of your life, your background, and what brings us here to this conversation. Dr. David Staub is a believer saved by grace, as we all hope to be, are, as those who know Christ, currently serving in his local church in discipleship and evangelism after a career in general surgery. His experience includes service in the U.S. Navy, overseas mission hospital work, and the VA healthcare system. David is married to Becky, and they have 3 adult children and 9 grandchildren. What a blessing that is. Retired in 2019, he is a non-salaried volunteer with the CMDA member care staff. David, again, welcome. Thank you for this conversation. Well, tell us a little bit. I gave a thumbnail sketch of your background, but maybe just give us a little more about yourself, your faith journey. How did you come to Christ, your work that's led you to this place? And then we're going to talk about secret struggle, and perhaps you can set that up and tee that up for those listening.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Bill. So I grew up in a Christian home, and for many years felt like my life was pretty normal. Became a believer around age 11. We'd been in the church all the time, and I trusted Christ and became interested in full-time overseas Christian missions as an exchange student in Brazil and when I was in high school. And came back, went to college, got married, and my wife and I, Becky and I, sought out going to the mission field. And after a stint in the Navy and time with the Marine Corps in Desert Storm, ended up on the mission field for 5 years, and came back and finished my career at the VA hospital. When I retired, a friend physician, a CMDA member, asked me to help with our church denomination mission agency to be a consultant for overseas missionaries who, in the remote places, they need a doctor they can talk to or email. Mm. And I said, sure, I'll do that. And I applied. And part of their application process was a section on spiritual warfare. Mm. And in that spiritual warfare section, they had a screening test for all kinds of things, but one among them, pornography use. And I was, oh, wow, this is, I don't think I've got a problem, but I don't know what's going on here, but I'll take that screening test. And it came back, you may have a problem. Mm-hmm. And I was honest, I was terrified, but I thought they'd kick me out. But I went through, and they connected me with one of their member care people. And he was gracious, accepted this, and knew, you know, this is the way life is, but there's no guarantee you're going to get into our mission agency, but let's work with you. And through some accountability software, through counseling with the member care person, I started to look around and, you know, what's out there for my help. And I found the Pure Desire Ministry, which has excellent clinicians and counselors, and the neuroscience, they're a biblically based, real solid organization. And I started listening to their podcasts, and they talked about the tools that they have available to help those with struggling with pornography. And they weren't complicated. They were very helpful. They have the Faster Scale, the relapse prevention tool, just the emotion wheel, and the a tool called the Double Bind. And I began to think, these sound helpful. How do I apply them? And it's after a year of sort of listening to podcasts and working at it, And it was what a year of, you know, sobriety with my member care person and Becky listening or available with the accountability software. I figured out I need to join a group. They have online groups, and it's embarrassing, it's humiliating. But as a, you know, at this age in my life, trying to be a active member and contributing to my church, I realize I've just really got to do this. So I joined the group. It's very difficult. It was 2 hours online video meeting with seven other guys and the leader. And it was life-changing. It really helped me. And I discovered some things that I thought were not present in my past, some childhood trauma. The residency program that I went through in the 80s in Detroit as a general surgery resident, it was pretty rough, and I got dinged there. And then the stint in Desert Storm with the Marine Navy surgeon with the Marine Corps, I also did some damage. And those things I kind of repressed because I'm busy. I'm trying to, you know, focus myself on my career, and it just got left behind until I retired, and we had a death in the family, and it all sort of fell apart. My defenses and everything just fell apart. So I needed the group to get myself on the right track, and they're very helpful. And I looked around and found that the CMJ didn't have anything, and I thought, boy, it was hard for me as a physician, someone in active practice. They just can't show up at church and get help. They're gonna, you know, that's hard.
Yeah, why is that hard? Why is that hard, David?
Well, as a public figure, you can imagine a physician in a small town. If the word got out that they were getting treatment for a pornography problem, it would be really hard on their practice and reputation. And I could see that that was would be a there would be a need for helping other physicians, healthcare professionals. So I went to the CMDA member care folks, and they who had helped me in the other organization, and they were very helpful. They helped set this up, Mike Chupp, and the our member care staff interviewed the Pure Desire Ministry leader, formed a partnership with Pure Desire Ministry and the CMDA, and it took off. So that was last spring at the national convention.
Yeah, now this has been important to hear your story. Let me zoom out a little bit too. If you could speak into how prevalent is this problem in the US and mostly churches, if you can even comment on that. How serious is the porn problem in US churches today?
Yeah, one of the things that brought me to approach CMDA was a survey that came out. Pure Desire Ministries funded a Barna survey, excellent, high quality, rigorous study, and believers and unbelievers took part in it, and they found that the Christian men look at porn in some frequency at about 60% of Christian men, and among Christian women, the statistic is 42%. And that's incredibly high. Believers professing to follow Christ, and yet 60% and 42%. And that's just a few percentage points lower than the secular world. So it's very common. And I suspect, as physicians with more resources and stress, and they're more likely or as likely to fall into trouble as the secular world folks.
Stay tuned for more of this story. The Student Pulse podcast returns in just a moment. Hey, students and professionals. Now is the time to register for the 2027 CMDA National Convention, happening April 29th to May 2nd in the Cincinnati area. Right now, we are offering the absolute lowest prices for registration you will see all year. So take advantage of the deep discounts while they are available. If you joined us already this year, you know this event is a fantastic opportunity to meet healthcare professionals from all over the world, to refresh your mind, to worship alongside like-minded Christian brothers and sisters, and to restore your faith. Join us in Cincinnati next spring. Register now at natcon.cmda.org.
So you mentioned the difficulty for someone in healthcare, particularly perhaps a physician, to really be transparent in their community, their church community, because of some of the perceived consequences and real consequences, honestly. So how does Secret Struggle uniquely position itself in this space for reaching out and into the lives of healthcare professionals?
Great. Yeah. Great question. So I'm not going to be anybody's counselor. Mm-hmm. I am the person that you can come to, and I'm the safe person to talk to, tell, you know, hear a little bit of the story. And I would encourage all the professionals who need help to connect with a peer desire ministry counselor, either in a private one-on-one session or online groups with peer desire ministry counselors.
Right, because there's a dedicated website that's on our CMDA website, dedicated page, I should say. Then it has two intake forms, male or female, and I think most of the folks that have currently used it have been male. I imagine if there's someone female, who's female is going to help shepherd that. But you take that information and then you are able to make a referral, be able to explain a little bit what happens if somebody fills that intake.
The students and physicians that have reached out to this point, I've kept up with. I don't want them to fall through the cracks. I'm trying to be the person they can talk to and get help and urge them along. It mm-hmm. took me a long time, and I'm sure it'll take others a long time. Interested folks, seekers, member care supervisor, Ron Brown, and I will email with the female inquirers and connect them with the Peer Desire Ministry staff, and they can get a free assessment and evaluation, and we would turn them over to that counselor, and then through email keep up with, you know, how's it going. Mm-hmm. And what are you learning? Is this working? Is this helpful for you?
Yeah.
And with the men, I keep a relationship going. Sure. Encourage them. There is hope. Some men feel like they're just going to have to struggle with this the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And that's not true. You can get help. You can get out of that.
Well, I think knowing that they're not alone, I think that becomes an instrumental way for God to kind of bring some healing and some restoration. But it usually, it takes that first outreach, right? That first step.
Yeah.
And you had the opportunity, God used that assessment, that's spiritual battle and that assessment to kind of provoke and to reveal these issues for you. What would you say some danger signs of either a student or a clinician, some things that they should be watchful for, things that might give them pause, things that they would need to assess that, this is a problem. This is something I need to engage another person with to find community, to find some hope and healing.
Yeah. So the first thing is, as you're talking about, no one knows about it. If you have a pornography problem and no one knows, or only your spouse knows, that's a warning sign. If it's been going on for a long time, years, and it's getting worse, you've tried multiple times to quit, and it's at the point where it's harming those you love, then that's a serious problem. Yeah, and that's where I was. And you can get help. Reach out. It's huge to make that first step. Tell someone, hey, I've got this. I've got an issue. Help me out.
As I mentioned, a big part of our audience, although not exclusive, our trainees, young men and women, it could be the mindset, and many of them are not married, they're single, but some are too, of course, married. But those who are single, they may think, well, you know, will marriage fix this? I mean, once I get married, I probably am not going to struggle with this issue for very much, if at all. Speaking to that issue.
Yeah. You, from the folks that I've heard on the podcasts and my own experience as a married person, being married does not solve this problem. You'd think it would, but that's not the problem. There's usually a root cause that is unknown, and it can be a traumatic experience as a child or an adult, even something they'd say, well, I wasn't traumatized. It was a lawsuit. It wasn't traumatic. It wasn't somebody getting killed in front of me. But or an accumulation of small traumatic experiences can build up and just be a stressor that you repress, try to push down. And then they keep coming back as a painful experience that you try to medicate with the pornography. That's where, you know, that's where it can be a real problem. So the root cause is the main thing. And that's one of the reasons that sort of the self-started church group accountability guys meeting is not very effective, because it doesn't deal with the main root problem.
Well, go into some more detail about that, because people would think, well, if I'm being transparent, if I'm talking about my struggles, then I don't want to fall into that struggle again, because to do so means I got to then again confess it, and I don't want to be put in that position to have to talk about it yet again this week. So one would think there's a sense of a deterrence by having those accountability groups. There's something encouraging to know that other people are struggling. But explain why that maybe accountability groups aren't necessarily always the best answer.
Yeah, well, they're an important part. Mm-hmm. For me, my accountability group became the mission agency member care person, my supervisor in the church denomination, my wife, and then the administrative group in the mission agency, so that the natural consequence of a relapse would be I was going to have to talk to them again. So that's important. But what I discovered in the online group was the traumatic things in the past that I hadn't dealt with, how to deal with them, and recognize that they actually existed, whereas before I would have said, I'm fine, even through gritted teeth, you know, I'm fine, but I'm not fine. Right. And that pain that's undealt with from usually traumas in the past or family of origin issues, that pain keeps coming back, and it can be medicated with shopping or food or gambling or pornography or drugs or alcohol. But if you don't realize that source of the pain, then you'll never get past it. So the groups that, you know, try harder, pray more, read your Bible, those are all good. And those are part of the whole thing of discipleship. But if you have an unrecognized root problem, it's not going to go away on its own.
Stay tuned for more of this story. The Student Pulse podcast returns in just a moment.
One big word for CMDA, it would be community. I now have people nationwide and worldwide who are up and coming leaders who are Christians in the medical field, and I just think that's a really beautiful thing.
CMDA is a great group of people from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different specialties, but the one common denominator is, man, I love God. I want to honor God with my life. Jesus has saved me. I believe the Bible's his word. Now, how does that apply to life today? For us who are a bit older and have been at it for a while, as well as for the younger folks that have come along, Where does it fit?
We, as Christians, have different opinions and different influences from all of our different backgrounds. And we need to discover what God's perspective is on this. Where do we find that? How do we have those discussions? How do we come to know what God's opinion is and what are like gray zones and like more conscious things and what are like, this is what God says. So I know it's been really valuable to have that community in order to engage with these hard like cultural topics.
I'm a Navy veteran and I feel like I've got shipmates that are all alongside me holding fast to Jesus as we step into some of the chaos that's going around us, the challenges that our patients are facing with their health.
And all we're doing there is trying to help other Christian healthcare providers see that they're not alone, that they're not isolated, and helps them to build healthy relationships with other Christian healthcare professionals.
Over the years, it's been invaluable. The relationships that have been established, I would say some of my closest friends now have been through CMDA. I think CMDA is such a blessing for a lifetime career in medicine, and have not looked back.
Yeah, no. Very much so. Those deep wounds, whatever they may be, are often driving it, and pornography, like some of the other things you mentioned, are just are ways of coping and acting out and dealing with what really are the issues at the heart, right? The issue behind the issue. And I think that's what you're getting at, is that we got to be able to do business with those issues that are driving us in these ways. Talk a little bit about this idea of, it's a term I haven't heard very often used, betrayal trauma. And explain a little
so,
bit about that.
One of the things that will happen as you open up and talk to someone and say, hey, I've got a problem, and you finally unburden yourself after this secret that you've been carrying around for years, it's a relief. It's fantastic. And well, I'm going to run home and tell my wife. Well, that's if she doesn't know and you walk in and unload that at the wrong time, or even at the best of times, it's going to be traumatic. It's going to, and that's the trauma of it's as, for some women, it's as bad as discovering infidelity, and which is it's a form of infidelity, and of course it's traumatic. And so betrayal trauma is the process that or the trauma that a spouse would have, and it could be a woman who tells her male husband, I'm looking at pornography, and he would be have betrayal trauma as well. So they need a support group. They need someone to help them deal with these emotions. I thought I could trust him. How are we going to get back to where we were before? And that's over, and there's a new normal. And Pure Desire has a ministry for women and men whose spouses struggle with pornography. And it's incredibly important. And it's one of the things that surprised me about in going through the group. Don't run home. First thing, tell your wife. You need to build up a history of some sobriety, get some help, get the accountability software on your phone or all your devices. And then at a certain time, you can disclose the beginning of this. I'm getting help, and at a moment after I've had months to prepare, I'm going to do a full disclosure and tell you all that's going on. And that will avoid the process of, oh, hey, I remembered this and I remembered that, and re-traumatizing the spouse over and over again with multiple disclosures.
Okay. No, that's very helpful, because I can imagine not done well can cause more trauma, more challenges than the initial disclosure. So we want to be careful there. So that's very helpful. This is this has been a very helpful conversation too, David. And as we're kind of wrapping our time up, I again, as I mentioned earlier, of course the audience are mostly trainees, students and residents. We have attendings and other healthcare professionals. What would you say to them as in kind of a closing remark, kind of an encouragement, something that would admonish them?
Yeah, so you're not alone. Other people have been caught up in this. And people with high profiles have been honest, courageous, and stepped forward. I'll connect the show notes, in the show notes, a link to conversations with Charlie Kirk. He sat down in front of the, at a podcast with the Covenant Eyes folks and Dallas Jenkins, the chosen person. They're Charlie Kirk and Dallas Jenkins are very well known there, and they were public about their problem, and they got help. And they used the Covenant Eyes surveillance software and recommended it. And there are other folks out there who have been courageous and stepped forward. And now's the time. We've got a groundwork laid. There are, you know, people who can help you get help. And you won't regret it. It's painful and difficult at the beginning, but there is a lot of help out there. And we're praying that you'll get the help you need.
Yeah, I know. We're training individuals to go into a profession that's very outward focused, helping to bring healing and wholeness to other people. But now's the time to begin to look inward and make sure that self-care is being done, that you're giving out of an overflow of being deeply filled with, you know, the love and joy of the Lord. And pornography and these kinds of issues have a tendency to be obviously very destructive and can diminish our ability to walk faithfully with the Lord in the manner that he wants us to, and to be able to then effectively give away ourselves to others, because we're doing so much damage to our own heart and life and soul.
Right. Yeah, God is gracious. There's help. If we lift Christ up, he will draw them into him, and that's our goal. It's a discipleship process, and we're grateful for God's grace in giving us what we need. And I'm really looking forward to helping others get the help that I found.
Well, David, I just want to thank you for having a very transparent and candid open conversation, your own life, but also just the manner to which you're stepping into this, into the gap, being able to be there for individuals who are reaching out. And that's what we're hoping and praying for, that we're making this known, and we're praying that God would use this conversation to perhaps prompt somebody to say, you know, I've got an issue. I've got a problem. I need to address this. I need to first, you know, shine a light into this and tell somebody else. And so we're going to put the website in the show notes. I think we'll put that conversation you mentioned. We'll put various resources and tools in the show notes to encourage folks for kind of next steps. The website we've got planted on the page we have planted in the CMDA website is a good place to start, because that intake will go to you and your team.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to shepherd that person to through it and through next steps and any kind of referrals if necessary. So, thank you so much for having this conversation. And again, thank you for the time and the ways that you're investing in the lives of others. I think this is such a critical issue that gets so buried in the shame and the silence and all the things, and particularly in the church. And so thank you for bringing this to light. Thank you, David.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill, for being the platform to spread the word. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. CMDA's Student Pulse podcast is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the organization. CMDA is nonpartisan and does not endorse candidates or political parties for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members.